The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play? Elmo!
Live from Rule 34 Studio, where we met a girl with 12 boobs. Sounds weird, doesn't it? And now, the only person that thought that was funny, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
How appropriate was that?
I thought pretty appropriate.
Oh my god. Good Monday evening, everybody. Welcome to Kinky Katie's World, coming to you live, RazRadioLive.com, Rule 34 Studio.
You thinking about 12 boobs?
I, right? I guess so. Oh my god. Anyway, I'm your host, Miss Kinky Katie, working his magic behind the board, pushing the buttons, and just... Knowing me, it's Mr. SC.
What up?
What's up, doll baby?
Not a whole lot.
I still can't.
I'm like the dumbest shit.
I know.
Jesus Christ. I thought that was like going to be too fucking corny for you. And no, it really wasn't.
No.
Yeah, nice.
Especially when I'm in a really good mood, which I am right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is going to be probably a very giggly show, which I like those. And I know you guys like those out there, too. Also, coming to you live via YouTube at KinkyKatieRadio.com. If you want to watch me, see me in my little sailor outfit. I already got comments on it saying, look like a little candy cane. Candy cane. You want to lick me? You want to suck me? Just stick my end into your mouth and suck me into a point and... Just stab people with it.
Until your lips pucker.
That's right. All four of them.
I don't have four.
Well, you know, it's talking about meeting another girl or, you know, tops and bottoms.
Okay.
Know what I mean? Yeah, tops, sure. And tails. If you guys would like to join in the conversation, the phone number is 941-421-0401. If you want to get us on the Skype later, it is Raz Radio 1. And that's RAS. I know a lot of people think it's R-A-Z, but it's R-A-S.
Yeah, I like to. Kind of like what Raz sounds like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raz.
It's confusing.
That's okay.
It's the man trying to keep Raz Patello down.
We will try to keep him alive as best as we can. Oh, well, this is the show before Thanksgiving. Hopefully everyone has a very safe and happy holidays and you guys don't end up killing everybody in your family. Because I know sometimes Thanksgiving can be very stressful on people.
Everybody loves hanging out with their family. What are you talking about?
You know, I can for... I need to take it in bits. I can't do it in long chunks. That's why if I go to visit, I'll fly down or take a train now because the train takes a lot longer. Take a train, spend that night, spend the rest of the day, you know, the next day, and then leave the day after.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all I can do.
No, I know. But, I do even less.
Well, yeah, no, I know that. I know that. But anyway, so, so this is the last show. I will not be doing a Friday afternoon show on Radio IO, so Sex Talk will not be live, but I will be doing One Night Stand with Amber Friday night. Yay! So you'll be able to see the girls and the girls live.
What up?
Tomorrow night, you can catch me on Kink Tank on Google Hangout. I will be joining the show with them. And yeah, wait till they get a hold of me. Ooh, I don't know how well they'll receive me, but I think we're going to have a lot of fun nonetheless. So I'm looking forward to it.
Just use plenty of lube. You'll be fine.
Another big announcement that I want to get out. When we come back from Sex Talk on December 5th, it's going to be live in studio. My co-host, Miss Kitty. We had talked about doing the Great American Challenge. Farewella, Sir William. Now, a couple girls have attempted this challenge. She has a fear of vaginal stretching. Now, I'm getting a little clinical, so yes, I did say vaginal, so don't get me on
Sounds
that one.
Sounds better when you say vaginal when you're talking about stretching.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
Yeah, pussy stretching wouldn't sound right.
No. So she has a severe, serious terror about that. So she just up and says, I mean, full blown. Can we go anal?
Is that a real question?
I asked her, are you serious? She goes, yeah, I would prefer, over the pussy, I would prefer to go anal. I said, you do realize how big this thing is? She's like, uh-huh, yeah, I've seen it. I'm like, she goes, well, we're going to have to do a lot of working up, you know, to it. So it's good that we have a week break in between. So she's got 2 weeks to prep for this. But I'm going to do my damnedest to get it streaming live during the show so you can watch as Sir Williams enters Miss Kitty's back door.
I don't know where you're going to stream. I mean, it's kind of tough to do. Well, you could do it. You just can't show nudity. I mean, you can't actually show the act, like if you want to stream it on YouTube or anything like that, yeah.
I wonder though if I can work out something with Bubba, we could do it on Bubba Raw.
I mean, you could. I mean, if I were you, just set up the camera to where you can't see the business and stream it up on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I could have her do it like with her just facing, like face, so you can't actually see it going in.
Yeah. I mean, just find a camera angle that'll work without actually showing it. And then, you know, you have photos for that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
At least that way people can kind of follow along.
Yeah, I dig it. All right, I'm all in for that. Good. Yeah, you got that figured out. So, yeah. Fetish Divine. I've got pictures. Fetish Divine was Saturday night at the socials, the last one of the year. Now they're going to go bi-monthly instead of monthly. And I had an awesome time. I got to play a lot.
Yeah.
It was fun. The Wheel of Kink was awesome. Stopped on a free drink, but I moved it to flogging because it's more interesting that way. Miss Dahlia, with the little ass that won't quit, she flogged me, and it was very fun. And she gave me like little tickles. Sibian was awesome. Yeah. All these poor girls. I got a couple of these girls up on the Sibian. Well, the first girl, she didn't really want to do it, and actually, the guy from Facebook is a friend of mine that I met for the first time. I was like, oh, your face looks familiar. I'm like, oh, hello. So really sweet guy. Well, his friend. We convinced her to do it. She got up on it, but we had her facing the other way. So, you know, she wasn't looking at everyone.
She was a little self-conscious about the whole.
She was.
Yeah.
She was. Well, that's what when she was getting.
It happens.
Yeah. Well, she had an awesome time. She almost hit the hit the mirror. She came pretty hard and it was awesome.
There is a reason why those things cost like a grand. You got to throw a stag of money.
It's at like $1,500.
Yeah, and it's worth it. Everybody that rides, it's like, oh yeah, it's worth it.
If you go to at Sibian Maker on Twitter, I'm friends with the lady. I'm gonna see. Say, hey, you want to donate one for the show? Nah, that would be terrible. That'd be so cheesy.
It would be.
By the way, December starts my birthday month. December 21st is yours truly's birthday. So, yeah, just letting you know, you better wish me a happy birthday. I want to hear from you people out there. You know how to get in touch with me.
How's that?
Oh, well, you can go to kinkykatieradio.com and all my info's on there, Twitter, and all good shit, even my hotline number.
The hotline, nobody leaves a message on it. It's like yeah. They're completely afraid.
Okay. Here's the thing. I can't and I won't cold call you. So if you want me to call you back and actually we can chat, leave me a message if I don't get, you know, if I don't pick it up. Then, well, I'm just going to give out the number if you don't go to the website. Listen, it's 813-616-3344. Okay? just leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Don't expect me to call you back if it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, well, I might be up. Never know. I could be like, I'm not going to do that. Besides, it sends me a message of what you say anyway. So it could be like, heavy breathing, creepy weirdo outside your window. It's like, oh, all right, cool. I will check you in the morning. I don't want to see anymore. Oh, God. Oh, what else is there before? All right, I think that's good with all the announcements. Now, on to some actual topics. How about that? I ran across this article. There's this Indonesian sex mountain, which I thought that was pretty cool. Well, I don't know. It started out pretty cool. I shouldn't say that. And then it kind of went to, ew, not so cool.
The mountain started out that way or the story?
The story. Well, the mountain would kind of be dripping with ooze. But it's an ancient tradition with thousands of pilgrims. They do this every year. Participants, they ring for bears, married men, housewives, government officials, and of course, prostitutes, all indulging in a mass ritual of adultery and sex. People travel to Sex Mountain because they believe that sex out of wedlock on this holy site is going to bring you luck and fortune. So you have to, in here, you have to fuck, but you can't fuck your spouse.
That's the best part.
But they say, you know, even people sometimes, they say a lot of men come alone. Shut up. They say a lot of men come alone, but there are a lot of couples, but there's couples that go too. So like, sweet. It's like, oh, I'm going to go bang Felipe. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to go bang Esmeralda. I'll check you later.
Find a lady boy. I like to, does it have to be like boy, girl, or can it be boy, boy, girl, girl? Did it specify?
It didn't specify.
Does the blowjob count?
I wouldn't think so.
What?
It says intercourse, but it doesn't say like oral copulation.
Well, I mean,
blowjob.
You know, in the word oral sex, or sex is in the word. So I don't know. Get some good luck there.
Yeah, see, and that's the whole thing is, do you consider a blowjob like that big a deal?
Yeah, I don't mean that big of a deal, but it's cool on my end. I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I mean,
well, it's obviously you're not being completely intimate with somebody if that's all that's going on, but I don't really care most of the time.
Well, because I see all these things on TV. They always have, you know, like, oh, well, all he did was eat my pussy. All he did is eat my pussy. And guys would get so, I mean, like, rah! It's like, okay, so if you get a blowjob, would you be like, it was just a blowjob?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the same thing either way, whether a boy does it or a girl does it. It's, you know, I try not to do the double standard action. I mean, it means the same thing to me whether it's done to a girl or a guy, and I think it's sex, yeah, it's fucking sex. Somebody can come.
All right, well, sorry, I did. I do what I do.
So back to the mountain.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that. That's what said I was sorry.
Some luck.
Yeah, you need you some.
Need me some luck.
You're Irish, motherfucker. You are luck.
Nah, I need more.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got to do? Who do I got to fuck? What's going on?
Well, anyway, this happens every 35 days. Okay, every 30, in order, because they say that it's going to bring you wealth, and for order to bring you wealth along with the good fortune, is you have to fuck every 35 days, and you have to do it 7 times in a row.
Now, is this like you can't skip. At any starting point that you choose, or do you got to like go on a special, you got to go on like Lucky Fuck Mountain Day or something?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
You just start it on your own as long as you keep the fucking the gig.
As long as you keep it going in... da 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 da. Every 35 days, that's your thing. And they say that thousands of prostitutes flock to this fucking mountaintop. And I mean, I'm not fucking surprised. But a lot of people come to pray, but then they all end up praying, and then they fuck.
Now what? This is Indonesia, so they can't be Buddhist. They're not Buddhist. Buddhists aren't gonna like roll around having sex and shit.
It's like, it's what they call Javanese.
Wow.
Javanese.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying, I'm not making this up. Like, okay. I'm not making, no, you're giving me a look like, where the fuck did you pull that from?
Well, the real story you have in front of you.
Well, you know, I didn't write everything down. I just took notey notes.
Okay, cool.
Don't derail me.
Back to Sex Mountain.
But there's a problem is that they're like STDs are running rampant because the guys, they don't want to wear condoms.
No, that's disgusting. That doesn't happen in third world countries at all, ever.
Yeah, so there's...
Or in first world countries, or...
So you've got all these people running around and all these diseased friggin' hookers, poor, and they're like, oh, the sex slave industry and all that stuff. It's like,
It's like one of those situations where you definitely want to bring sand to the beach. You don't want that sand.
All right, so it's like, all right, we're planning a trip to Indonesia. What couple do we bring with us?
Couple? 35 days. I need a harem, obviously.
No, you don't screw for 35 days.
Whatever, but it's every 35 days on the mountain. But you got to hang out. So if I got to hang out,
we're going to be there for 7 months? It'd be less than that, but...
No, well, it's every 35 days, 7 times for the year. You do the math. I mean, it's going to be like a year by the time we all, you know.
Get our fortune and fame. our wealth and prosperity.
Yeah. Stop eating the good Thai drugs they have over there, whatever they have. It might take a while to get home. No, but you completely need to bring your own harem to something like that. You can't just go there willy-nilly expecting to pick. I mean, you can pick something up, but you're going to pick something up.
So, well, then I guess that would, I mean, they're not your spouse, they're your harem.
Yeah. So you can't legally marry more than one person anyway, so they're all side bitches.
Well, then what about those fucking sister wives and stuff? That's legal.
They're just weird. I don't want that kind of harem.
Oh, you don't want me to, like, pick up some girl and we all fall in love and then she marries into the family?
I don't want
to
fall in love with the harem. I just want them around.
Want to use them.
Well, no. I mean, whatever. They can use me, too, I guess. Whatever. Good company, roof over your head kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure. We'll go with that.
Don't rain on my dream.
I'm not. There was a photo session that was taken. This one photographer, she's kind of like an artist. She wanted to do a documentary type thing of men and their sex dolls, and they had them like in normal settings. You know, just like how they would be. A lot of the guys were old.
When you say normal setting, like normal, like how they use them, or like. Dressed them up and brought them around town kind of thing.
No, like some of them, like one's like sitting on the couch with it. It's fully dressed. I mean, they were all fully dressed. There was nothing. I mean, there wasn't anything weird going on, except there's one picture. And I'm gonna tweet out the link where you can see these pictures. There was three guys and they were all in kind of like this stone configuration. And they all three had dolls, but two of them were like child size, and that was awful.
Oh.
I didn't like that. That was very bad.
It could be the spinner model. Doesn't necessarily have to be prepubescent. It could just be, you know,
like
gymnast.
A dwarf.
Well, just
people, I mean, because there's a lot of people that have a little person fetish.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about like pedophiles. I'm talking about like, you know, like wee man. You know,
I'd like to bang a little person.
I would too.
Yeah. Little people gotta fuck.
Let's get a hold of Bridget.
Yeah, I guess that might be a little overkill on the, you know,
overkill.
Here, take this midget.
Well, no, I say Bridget the midget.
Oh yeah, no, I know she's all over the map. That's what
I'm
saying.
No, I know. Got to break you in easy.
Well, I don't know about easy, but you know, do we gotta you know? Whatever. I can deal with her. I can pick her up, hang her.
Little green dragon, short.
Yeah. That's not a midget. Though.
I know she's not, but I'm saying we could keep going.
Doesn't make you a midget.
No, I know.
Just because you're 6 foot tall, normal people 5 foot tall is not a midget, and you shouldn't say midget.
I
don't think you should say midget. I don't know what you'd say.
I don't know either.
Little tiny person. Where my cock
no, don't
nice
say
and,
tiny.
Well, yeah, no, just a small tiny person.
Oh,
because yeah, fully grown,
it'll make your cock look a lot bigger.
Fucking A.
This is just going, okay, this is not going right. All right.
Come down from the mountain.
So, yeah, come down from the mountain.
Could we bring like a gaggle of midgets with us to the cool mountain there? We need luck.
I don't see.
It's probably luckier with smaller people.
Why is that?
I don't know. To Indonesia.
Okay. You perplex me sometimes. We're talking about the guys with the sex dolls.
No.
Dude, but these
still
things
on Sex Mountain.
I know. We've already moved past that now.
Yeah. Creepy sex doll guys.
Let's go to Sex Mountain. Polly. Jason. Had to.
So they actually had like the tiny dolls. Were they dressed as like kids, or because that is disturbing?
Well,
like,
they didn't. I'll show you the picture. You can determine it for yourself. It creeped me out. Okay, and some of them were the really expensive ones, the real dolls. Some of them were like real-ish dolls. They were
$39.95.
Okay, at least
spank bank.
But at least they weren't inflatable. I mean, they were like the real dolls, but they were like a kind of like a knockoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the Walmart version of the real doll.
Yeah, I guess so. Kind of. The wall doll. Well, they do have a Harvey Wallbangers.
Oh, boy.
It's a vibrating pussy that you can stick to the wall of your shower, any flat surface, actually, and you can fuck it. Well, guys can fuck it, but then they have suction cups for girls. But the Harvey Wallbanger is for the dudes. It's kind of creepy looking, but hey, whatever floats your boat, you know? I'm all about guys and sex toys. I think that there should be more of them for you.
I think that the reason why you don't see a lot of them is because the few they have work really fucking good and it's hard to improve on.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, they have a whole, like, an Eros has a whole fucking line of prostate toys and shit like that. And, you know, I think I should check them out. It doesn't make you gay.
You don't have
just
a prostate.
Just to let you know.
You know you don't have a prostate.
Yeah, I know, but I've talked to several guys who own several of them, and they tell me about it.
So you're directly talking to me. You want to play with the prostate toy?
No, I want to stick other things. I don't want the prostate toy. Fuck that. I want some. Strap it on.
Strap on a prostate toy.
You know what? I really could.
I don't know if that would be awesome or not. I'm not thinking so. This thing's got a weird little bend thing going on.
Well, that's
there.
Because they're not meant to be
fucked.
They're meant to just stick it and left there.
Maybe slightly jiggled a little. But I don't think you're supposed to go to pound town with them.
Just a little bit. Ooh, that's a way back when. Ah, la 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 la. So yeah, but these things can range from like $6,000 to $50,000 depending on what you want to do. I've been to this, and a lot of them, they said that they're, like, a lot of guys said they got them for companionship, like, after their wife died.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, but they're all young, so it's like, you can't leave me forever.
I mean, you would think, you know, who would want to spend 50 grand on a real doll, whatever, but... Like, if we had 50 grand, you know we'd want a real doll just to have one.
Of course.
Like, I don't think I would make it like a lifestyle choice, but I would hang around with it. I'd bring it places. What the fuck?
Well, yeah.
It'd be fun.
Especially if you need carpool.
Yeah. You have friends over, you make them fuck that doll. Fuck that doll.
You make them fuck that doll. You fuck that doll. Fuck it. Yeah, yeah. It's like, woo, you're a little aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. We could go Cosby on it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, slip it little pills. You could pretend.
So you take pictures of it, and then we'd probably get in trouble with police. Like, oh my God, what'd you do? You drugged that poor girl. It's like, dude.
Oh, yeah, you should see the video. We did worse, really.
Oh, my God. Ew. I wonder how easy those things are to clean. Because, I mean,
well, it's like any other sex toys, just getting it, I mean, in the crevices. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but sex toys are normal. Well, other, like, fucking, like, fleshlights and shit, they're a lot smaller and easy to, you know, not you got fucking thighs and an ass and all internal shit, and I mean, how?
So what the turkey baster's for?
I mean, oh. Sorry, I gotta douche my doll. She had a long weekend. She's getting a little ripe. I'm gonna get in there a little later, else I want to be clean.
Baywatch marathon. Well, old
Baywatch
guys.
Baywatch marathon.
You said it's mainly the elderly.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you got a point. Sorry.
Your Baywatch crowd's getting old now.
God, have you seen Pam Anderson lately?
No, not really. She still probably looks like Pam Anderson, though, right? Big fake tits.
Yeah, she's kind of looking like, though, like Granny Pam.
No. Oh.
Granny Anderson.
Pam the daytime hooker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pam. It's just not holding up so good.
It's a lot of hard living.
No, it is. I mean, fuck, she's had some fun in her life.
I'm sure.
There was a few points where I was like, holy shit. Especially when she was taking Tommy Lee's cock. Good God. Holy fuck. I don't know. She fucking took it like a champ. Oh, my God. First of all, she fucking throated that kielbasa like it was nothing. which amazed the fuck out of me. And then she's got this itty bitty little box, and he's just cramming it in her like she's a fucking shish kebab.
It's like the TARDIS.
It's bigger on the inside?
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anywho.
That's where the rest of Motley Crue is.
Oh, no. Kid Rock where, was in there for a little while.
That's where Tommy keeps him.
Terrible. Ah, there was this university student. She got caught doing her live cam shows from the library.
Awesome.
At the university.
Fucking awesome. They pay extra for that.
She was filming it there, but it was actually streaming on a Pace site. And security caught her because someone had kind of tipped him off that she was doing it from there. So they said, if you see her,
snitches get stitches, bitch.
She was probably the one who like couldn't get on,
punk,
or something. Like didn't have a credit card and was like, you have to pay, bitch.
Dude, who does that?
Yeah, and they said that that some of the parts of the library had to be steam cleaned.
It was a good show.
Nice. Yeah, apparently it was. Well, nice. But it wasn't just the one. Like, apparently she's done this before. Like, this isn't the first time, because she had to get counseled on the misuse of school equipment.
And they'd still let her come back to the library. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Right, come on back.
So I'm saying.
Not going to take your card from you. Fuck no.
We want to see what else you do.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, because probably one of the things was like, never mind. Sorry, it moved down.
Okay. Scared me over there. Everything will start like coming crashing undone? Down up to fucking...
No! Yeah.
All right, hang on. We'll put on a fucking something.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, yeah.
Do-do-do. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
It'll be on there.
Anyway.
Yeah. So,
I wonder if the guy who turned her in was related to that. You remember that douchebag...
Which one?
we went to that bar and we
oh were, that
we,
one
we, yeah we went to that bar and we were talking to one of the bartenders. At any rate, at the end of the night, they closed the bar. The bartender, we put her up on the fucking little high top, and the owner was totally down with it. Like,
oh,
the whole place
yes.
cleared out, and
Sullivan's.
It was going down right there. Me,
yes.
you, and that girl. The
yes.
manager just wanted to watch us fuck on his high top.
Mm-hmm.
The other fucking bartender. Dude, he threw a little bitch fit. The fucking owner is there saying, what are you talking about? I own the place. And the kid, like, he stood there like a little bitch.
Because the thing is, though, is they used to date, but they weren't fucking anymore. And he's like, what are you fucking doing with yourself? Look at you.
Yeah,
why
she's
are you
about to take
slut?
Some coke. Yeah, what are you doing, motherfucker?
My fucking face was already in her pussy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was. She was on the high top, so it was, like, perfect, and we were there. I mean, there was, what was it, about, like, five or six, or was there, like, seven people there?
No, it was me, you, her, the owner, and that, and douchebag.
Oh, I thought there was another person.
No,
there.
That was it. It was closed down, and he was throwing motherfuckers out at the end because I totally set it up with him. I was like, hey, if I can get her and her to get it on, it's cool when you shut down. We'll just throw down right here. And he was like, what? You can't do that shit by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah,
out.
We did. But we were kind of famous for doing that. Dude,
but,
we got people to do a lot of shit, a lot of places.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean,
except for asshat there, he wouldn't go along with it.
Yeah.
He's probably the same fucking guy.
Killjoy.
Like, he moved to whatever the fuck college that was, and he likes pissing on everybody else's parade.
Because he likes college girls.
Duh.
He likes the younger girls.
Yeah. So needless to say, the owner actually tossed douche nozzle the fuck out.
Yeah.
Said, dude, get the fuck out of my bar, bro.
Dude, I remember
and he
that
looked
night.
At him like, what the fuck? Are
yeah,
you
and then
doing?
She felt bad, and it was like,
yeah, no. Then it kind of shut it down, but you know.
But then we just moved to the next bar. Stumbled to the next bar.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
And I think she was just, she wanted to like go with us,
did.
But it was like, no, I'm kind of over it now. Like,
yeah.
It would have been cool 10 minutes ago, but now I kind of want to go find some other dirty slut somewhere. Really.
And we did. Dude, there's like an endless supply of dirty sluts.
That's what South Florida's for.
Oh, Lord. God, we had good times. I'm surprised we didn't get into more trouble.
We got in plenty of trouble.
Oh, God, I know.
We just didn't get like arrested.
I just love going I just love going up to. It was that same night. There was a bouncer friend that I knew, and I gave him a kiss on the cheek, and I made sure I rubbed my cheek on his face, and it still had pussy on it. He's like, "What?
That's nuts, Ruben." Yeah, what the fuck? He knew. There were several times.
Get the fuck out of
here. I can tell you there was at least one time I remember vividly him walking up to me and going, "Dude, normally I'm not about raiding on your parade, man." But the rest of the people in the bar really don't understand your weirdness, man. You've got to get your fingers out of that girl's pussy. Like, come on, man. Come on. And literally, my hands are in there.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him going, really? Do I have really?
Yeah, but he was usually cool about things. I mean, fuck, the three of us almost got arrested together with me throwing a fucking drunken fit. We won't get into that night. We've had a lot of fucking fun. There's a lot. Not only there are a lot of sluts out there. I mean, fuck, I'm one of them. I'm not downplaying
at
all.
And that's right.
I love sluts. I have a good time with sluts.
There's nothing wrong with being a slut.
No, yeah. Nothing at all.
We enjoy
Absolutely
you.
Absolutely not.
I enjoy you, and I enjoy them as well.
See?
Enjoy all of them.
And you can turn a hoe into a housewife. Ta-da. Can be done.
Oh, boy.
Shit, and totally lost those gonna go with that, but that's all right. I think we have to take a short. Yeah, we're gonna take a short little break, but when we come back, we're gonna talk about peaches.
Millions of peaches. Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
I can't believe we lost the bet and have to spend the night in this old haunted house.
That's an oddly complete summary of our predicament.
We're going this way.
Yeah, to hide the pickle in the hair sandwich.
That just means they won't get into heaven.
Well, I guess I'll go find an empty room to masturbate in.
Sweet!
Look at me! I'm Fallout Boy!
Oh, Dean, you're the coolest!
Maybe there's an old medical book with pictures of boobs in it. What the? Red ghost! It stole my black cherry.
Oh my god, where's Tina?
Gee, I hope the rape ghost doesn't get me. Aww.
What's better than roses on your piano? Tulips on your organ! Rudolph, come back anytime!
Even me?
Hell no!
And now, on with the show.
All right, and welcome back to Kiki Katie's World. It's number 48. 48.
If I knew how to say it in Spanish, I would. 48.
There you go, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
See, look at you.
I know.
You know what's going on.
I do.
All right. Well, got some for you. These two Czech brothers, they want to make your pussy smell like peaches. Yummy peaches. These two guys, they've made plans for a new probiotic supplement they're calling Sweet Peach. And they created it using the DNA printing technology from Cambrian Genomics.
Cambrian Genomics.
I'm probably saying that completely wrong, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sure you got it down perfect.
Dude, and they're using a crowdfunding thing. They're called Tilt because they went on Kickstarter, but Kickstarter banned them for being too controversial.
What? Making pussy smell like peaches? That's controversial?
Apparently, to Kickstarter, it is.
What?
Well, they synthesize what it is. They synthesize your DNA to kind of work with other things that are going on in your body.
So they actually take your DNA and
yeah, and they make it
you a fucking thing.
They have to custom make it because if not, well, because everybody's pussy is different. Everybody's internal.
Well, yeah.
Vagina.
Well, yeah, yeah. The peach might come out like a watermelon.
Well, that would be cool too. That'd be an awesome side effect. But I mean, it could come out like a rotten peach.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So we don't want to do that because there's natural living things that are in your puss, and that's what creates the odor anyway. So what it does is it works with them. Why are you giggling?
I just thought of a little Mexican sticking his head out. Help me!
Oh, Lord. Ay, ay, ay. But,
So where do I get some of this peach snatch?
Well, you can't yet.
Does
That's
it taste like
thing.
Peaches, too, or just smell like it?
No, it says it just smells like it, but why? How strong? I mean, is it like a fucking peach, or is it like a whisper of peach? Is it like a fucking like peach syrup fake shit, or is it like real off the fucking tree peach? I mean, seriously, you gotta.
I want none of that artificial peach goddamn flavoring, man. I want some natural ass peach flavored pussy.
Scented.
Scented pussy.
See?
And I want it flavored too, man.
And what? Well, why not other scents? Why does it just have to be peach?
I don't know. Maybe peaches turn the guy on.
And if you don't, actually, the best scent they say that turns the guys down is cinnamon and vanilla, like Cinnabons. Cinnabons and chocolate chip cookies.
So,
vanilla and shit.
Really? I think just the natural smell of a boussoir is pretty much, that does good.
Oh, okay. Well.
Really? I mean, it does.
Then I guess, I like girls' novelties because it doesn't get me horny. Tits I like. But I a whiff of a girl's pussy doesn't get me into a frenzy.
It wouldn't get me into a frenzy, but it's nice when the snozzberries smell like snozzberries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I expect it to have, and really, if I went out and it was peaches, I'd be kind of be intrigued, but. Thinking,
what is she spraying on her crotch?
Yes.
And why?
Am I going to get a mouthful of fucking perfume?
Yeah.
or like lotion or something like that.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point.
But I would like to try it just to try it.
All right, you guys, I'm going to contact you because I want to try out some of this pussy stuff. And I wonder how long it lasts. Like when you stop taking this supplement, how long does it take to wear off? And how long does it take to kick in? I mean, these are questions that I want to know.
And should I send them some of my DNA so we can make sure that when things are getting mixed around in there that we're still
peachy?
Peachy
game.
We're still all peachy.
Yeah.
Or have they gone that far? I bet the peach smell is probably
maybe the most compatible with.
I bet it's easier for them to make happen. You know, I bet. Well, you know what I mean?
Can you make it like this Christmas tree car freshener?
Well, it's kind of like when they started cloning things. They started cloning goats, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. They start with what's easy.
Oh, okay.
I would think
rats would be easier than goats,
I don't know.
Maybe they have a more complex makeup.
No, there was a reason, and I forget what it was. Why
I thought
they
it was
goats.
Sheep.
Whatever it was.
Dolly is the first one.
Yeah,
bam.
Exactly. So we need some peach...
Puss. We need some peach puss up in hill.
I bet it would taste like peaches too.
That I, you know, at one point I would have to take a picture with in a Princess Peach costume and just like, ooh, and then just have a little ad for it to buy it. It's awesome.
Okay.
I would totally endorse it if my pussy smelled like peaches. I bet you smell like peaches. Like, damn straight I do. Take a whiff of this. Peaches and cream.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Delicious. This fucking woman, I applaud her. I fucking like her and I think it's awesome. And I really wish I would have done this. She opened up a pro cuddling spa. She's a professional cuddler.
Yeah.
For $60, You get an hour of cuddle time.
That's a damn powerful statement.
She
said, you know, like I'm a professional cuddler.
Yeah.
I've heard some bitches say that before.
Apparently, yeah, that's what since she said you get spooning, you get hair stroking, and they said talking is optional and pajamas are encouraged.
Really? I just see myself getting all fucking zooted up on something, going in there with some nice lights and a few canisters of whippets and rolling around with the professional cuddler.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, here, look, here's like $500. We're going to get ripped, and we're going to roll around in your bed, and you're going to cuddle with us. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so nice.
See? It would be nice.
Oh, now I want to get...
We could bring her with us.
I could
just bring her with you around. You like people bring masseuses. We bring a cuddler. I got a pro cuddler.
I am the cuddler. I am the new villain. But they're not villains. The anti-villain.
It'd be cool once in a while, though.
It will be kind of neat once in a while.
As long as I can put the bitch back in the closet when I'm done.
I don't know. She said they also get a level of human contact that they need in order to be their optimal selves. She said her shop is called Cuddle Up to Me, and she said it's really been taken off. There's numerous cuddling positions, not just spooning. And she clarifies there's absolutely no sex. And she said that, you know, that she, if someone would, you know, pay to hug her with no ulterior motives, she said, well, that sounded like a great idea. And she tapes all the sessions for safety.
Quote.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, imagine though, if the guy wants to be the jetpack and he's not making the noises because he doesn't want to play that way. But what if he got to make sound effects when you're the jetpack at least once or twice. You got to go, whoosh, or however your jetpack sounds. Whatever. Use your imagination. So what if you get like a kickstand going on? What do you poke her in the butt? I mean,
what are you talking about, kickstand?
What if you get a hard on, like a raging fucking boner, and you like poke her in the butt?
If you're in like deep good cuddle, you're probably gonna get a rager. I mean, it's just part of life. What?
Yeah, but do you think that she would be the type of person to flip out, or would she be like, it's okay, hun?
I don't think I want to cuddle with somebody who'd have a problem with that.
I don't want to cuddle with you.
I think if you're going to be offended by my hard cock, I'm not trying to stick it in you. I'm not, you know, I can legitimately not try to fuck you and still have a good cuddle and get a rager.
See, but that's my problem. Because I know if I'm cuddling with someone that it's cool that we have sex. If they fucking pop a hard on, I'm going to back up into it. Like, I'm going to rub up on it. And then whether he's going to fuck me or not, I'm still going to make damn sure that he thinks about it.
No, you do that subconsciously because you'll do that in your sleep. You'll be completely out. Yeah. And it's not going all the time, but there are times if I put a hard cock near your ass while you're sleeping, you'll just start to grind around trying to get it up in you. Will, generally.
Told you, it's got a fucking mind of its own.
Yeah, I know.
You don't feed it every once in a while. It gets mad. So it's lashing out.
It does.
It does. It's like a needy fucking child.
I know.
All right. So there's a testimonial, too, that was on the website. It says, our cuddle time gave me a different outlook on life. I had no idea what I was missing. I'm a big fan now and looking forward to my next session. She is encouraging, kind, and sincere.
Aww.
What is she like? You're in the big boy bed now. You're in the big boy bed. You went pee pee in the potty. So good. No pull ups tonight, right? No pull ups. Gonna have a good night.
No.
Hey, bud, if guys and gals who are into infantilism, that would be awesome too.
I don't know. She's not really doing fetish.
She could, though. She could jack up the price.
It is kind of fetish, though. I mean, there's definitely a cuddle fetish. There's people who jam on the cuddle.
There are also people, they want, like, no talking, no movement, dead weight, and they just want a friggin' lay. It's like a body. People.
I forget what they call that. Dead body people.
Okay, I got to find out how much the license is to do this shit, because...
To do what shit?
I'm going to be a professional cuddler.
There's no license. There's not a school. You're not going to go to Stanford and get a fucking master's and cuddle.
I didn't say degree. I said license. Like, you know, like, do I have to have a license? Like, I got to call Kevin. I better call Kevin and ask, what does it take for me to open up a cuddle parlor?
Cuddle parlor.
Yeah.
I think as long as you have big enough security, I think you got a cuddle parlor.
I'll call it cuddle buns. Cuddle parlor. Cuddle buns.
Isn't that cute?
Look at you, like, isn't that cute?
Isn't that cute?
Well, I could call it the cock koozie. I don't think that'd go over so well.
Why? You make your mascot a rooster, you'll be fine.
Yeah, and I have cuddles and wings. Cuddles and hot wings.
Oh, boy.
Chicken fingers. Breasts. Boobs.
You lost me there at some point.
I
know,
I just keep going. I don't stop.
You lost me.
I don't stop. So, dude, I was just informed that we have a caller. Caller, hello. You are live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay.
That's wonderful. This is Mr. Michael from the Kink Tank. I just wanted to call in and say hello. I've been watching your show.
Hi.
I had a question for you, and I might be lagged a little bit behind, but you were talking about being a professional cuddler. What would be your price?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'd probably do the same, $60 an hour.
$60 an hour? That's pretty cheap.
Well, it is, but depending, that's for the basic cuddle. That's for the basic cuddle package. And then I'd have to figure out what I want to do from there.
I mean, especially if you're the kind of person who does a little grind, you know, don't you think it should be a little more?
Well, yeah, because then you get the Wednesday is the dry hump day special. So you're going to get a little bit of that. But then, you know, if you really want the cuddle experience, you could have the mean Italian girlfriend or the monthly special, which is kind of the same person. No, not a ooh. You have an argument first and then you cuddle. So you get the fight and then the makeup.
Gotcha.
Oh, it's like makeup sex, but not. It's have a fight and then a good cuddle afterwards. It makes the cuddling sweeter.
Yeah. You know, like carry on what you just left from your house. So you got that all rage and then she just sues you down. I'm sorry. You're right. Everything's going to be okay.
And did she mention she's got to strap you down before she cuddles with you?
I do also cuddle torture.
That would require extra money, I would think.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why I said there's different packages you can get.
Oh, I see.
With extra swaddle.
I just wanted to call in and let you know that I was enjoying your show.
Oh, wait,
look forward to seeing you tomorrow night on our show if you're able to make it.
Absolutely.
And I'll continue watching the rest here. Thank you.
And
thanks for
and
calling.
And they can find you if they wanted to check that out on YouTube under Kink Tank.
Yeah, if they look under the Kink Tank, you can find our YouTube channel, previous episodes, and the upcoming one for tomorrow night.
And if they also want to follow you on Twitter?
That would be _ the Kink Tank.
See? And make sure you give out all your pertinence and such so people can get in touch with you.
Well, I wasn't going to plug so shamelessly, but...
Oh, please, plug away. That's what I'm here for. I like to be plugged.
It'll be great. It'll be great to get you on the show. I know you're worried about how we're going to handle you or something. I think you think that we're like serious all the time or something. So, and I don't know if you're going to have your same studio set up, but I really would appreciate it if you'd have that giant red dildo somewhere in the shot.
Oh, sure. No problem. I can have a little puppy on my lap.
Wonderful. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, hon. You have a great night, and I'll see you then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, you guys should check it out. They do kind of they are serious discussions, you know, and it's just a bunch of people who are in kink that talk about kink and, you know, have different
fetishes,
topics.
Different communities, different places, and it's not fluff. You know what I mean? You know, some people are like, and then I used a spoon. No, it's not like that. So don't go in expecting something childish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. I mean,
until tomorrow night, though, I'm gonna bring a I'm gonna bring my own sense of dirtiness to the party. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun for you.
Yes, it will. I don't know what I'm gonna wear though. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I wear what I wear for the vampire shoot. Yeah. All right. So, the Swedish comparison searches for the new term for female masturbation.
What?
Yeah, they want a new term for, they're like, you know, they're flicking the beam, polishing the pearl, beating around the bush, and their personal favorite, jilling off.
What?
Instead of jacking off, jilling off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That some people find female masturbation taboo. Well, the Swedes, they want to try to normalize it. So
Go Swede.
No, I'm part Swedish, so works for me. Well, they launched a nationwide competition, and they want to focus on the good parts and the lust. So it says, unfortunately, it's too late to enter. This was in the article. It's too late to enter, but they're going to be announcing the winners in June of 2015.
The winners, huh?
Well, the winner.
I like diddle.
I do. I like diddle, too.
I think it says it all.
Because they've already had thousands of submissions, and they've narrowed it down to a list of 34 out of thousands.
You want the answer?
What?
You're not going to like it.
It's 42. It's always 42. Jesus.
Yeah, for the four people who understood that. Yeah.
Well, now these three that they said are on the list, I think are absolutely, I'm not going to ever call fucking masturbating. Clitra?
From the makers of Olestra.
Try Clitra. Pulla.
Maybe they sound better in Swedish.
Utipula.
Yeah, maybe it's you gotta
and selfa. Yeah, I gotta go here to the John and take a selfa.
It's always good when you do it in Brooklyn too. Brooklyn accent. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's for Dave.
Now that made me think of just one thing. Of all accents that I really have a hard time finding somebody attractive. it's not New York, it's Boston. Like a girl with a Boston accent, I've been around a few times and had a chance to bang, and really, yeah, and just would not. Oh God, no! I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I don't know why.
Well, I don't have that accent, so
no, I'm thankful.
You know, I probably wouldn't have gotten very far if I had one of those annoying laughs.
I just stick something in your mouth.
Well, I mean, I have an annoying laugh as it is, especially if I'm under the influence of chemicals of any sort. My laugh can get annoying, but at least it's not like, because like if it was like a Seth Rogen laugh, that probably wouldn't go over too well. No,
not so much. No.
I think that's funny. Very funny. Oh, there's another study done, which I thought was kind of, they say women with more male friends are going to get laid more. I'm like, no kidding. Really? You guys, I want to know who the fuck funded this shit, because I can think of many studies that you guys could just throw money at, and I promise I'll get that work done. Good Lord. Sex toys can enhance your sex life. I did a study. Years in the making. It's awesome. Give me a grant.
I asked four people.
They all said, yeah. No, but they said that it goes back to that you'll, like, your boyfriend... They said, boyfriend, well, fuck you more if you have more male friends, because it's the whole ingrained caveman thing. Yeah, they call it sperm competition.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there might be some to that. I mean,
but they said the catch is you have to be fuckable to the other guys that you're friends with. That's what they said. They said, and if the guys will outright and openly hit on you around your guy, or that he knows that they want to fuck you, that he'll fuck you even more.
Yeah, you know, it depends on which one of my friends are trying to fuck the girl, as to if you know what I mean. There's some of them that'd be like, wow, you want her? Oof. Oof.
Okay, explain that one.
There are friends of mine that if they were into a girl, I would have to put the brakes on and wonder how much have I had to drink.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, you know I don't care about what somebody looks like.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, I know it, that.
It's something completely, there must be something annoying this dude has never fucked a bitch who wasn't completely fucking annoying.
That's funny. Okay, well, see, then you explained it a little more.
Well, I'm glad you understand now.
I did. I'm gonna beat you. Oh, are you single? Do you hate your parents? Are you loathing this Thanksgiving holiday? Well, you're in luck. Because there's a guy out there that'll play your boyfriend all for the price of a free meal. Ah, this dude is out there. And he is, he's got this ad for running for Thanksgiving. He will be your date to your family's Thanksgiving. And he offers many services. Well, he's 28 years old. He said he can play anywhere from 20 to 29, depending on his facial hair, how much he shaves or grows. He's got an old van that's 2 years younger than him, and it's painted to match Eddie Van Halen's guitar. Oh, there's more. Okay, he said it's going to be strictly platonic. And he can pretend to be a long-term and serious relationship to torment your whole family. Some of his services include openly hit on one of the other female guests while you pretend not to notice.
Nice.
Start an instigative discussion about politics and or religion. Even propose to you in front of everyone. Pretend to be really drunk. Start an actual physical fight with a family member inside the house or in the front lawn so all the neighbors can see.
Do you think he'd go to my family with me?
They would embrace him like he was one of the
Yeah. But I'd make him make out with me anyway.
Oh, you know wanted what I mean? To make go with you.
A date.
Yeah, you know, I think they'd be cool with it. I don't think they'd really have a problem, but they'd probably say, well, what happened to Katie?
Well, I don't care about them. I was wondering about him. Would he do it? Does he say he does guys?
Oh.
You didn't see, did you? You didn't look.
He didn't specify.
What?
What do you mean I didn't look? It didn't specify. I think I would have picked right up on that if he would have said, yeah, dudes are cool.
It'd be totally worth it to make him do that. Just to make him do it. Pay him just to make him do it would be cool. I'd enjoy that.
Oh, my God. Like, show up and then kind of play it on him, too.
Yeah,
like,
both of them.
You know, coming.
Like, my family knows that I, like, they would look at me and go, okay, we're waiting for the punchline.
No, well, like,
we're waiting
I'm
for
like,
it.
Who is this? And be like, I'm his wife. And I'm like, who are you? I'm his boyfriend. What the fuck do you think?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
That'd be awesome.
Great.
You could totally, like, jump on his shit Mari style.
He wouldn't know what the fuck was going
no,
on.
No, not of course not. Be great.
It's our turkey!
I mean, he'd get his fee anyway. He'd be happy. What? He's doing it for free food, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So we'll make sure we make him a good pie or something. I don't know.
Make him a good pie. We'll make you plate to go. I got Tupperware. It's already put together. We're good.
I'll send you the link to the YouTube video later.
Kisses. Don't worry, you'll probably be on Tosh for this. No.
Eventually.
Yeah. Or some other clip show, maybe at midnight.
There is no other clip show.
Happy birthday, Chris Hardwick. I know I put it out on Twitter on your birthday. Wishing you a happy birthday, but I'm telling you right now on YouTube on my show. Happy birthday. I love me some Hardwick. I can't help it. He's a little geeky dude, but I like him.
Do you like Fat Hardwick better? Or?
No.
No, you weren't down with Fat Hardwick?
I like the skinny geeks.
Yeah.
I don't know
you
why.
You like them twinkie.
They look all, like, I don't know. But then, if, like, when they're more manly, I like them big.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
I think it's mental for you. You don't like to think of somebody who's like that, like being large and muscular in any way. Like you want to think of the nerdy guy being a little nerdy guy.
Yeah,
I do. That's your own little weird.
And I love it. Like, I want to hold him close and stick his face in my boobs and just, like, hug him. So just talk Doctor Who to me, you know? Spit out some D&D. I don't know. It's weird. And then other guys that are into, like, football and drinking beer and shit, I like them big.
What's yeah. That?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's happy mediums here and there. Oh, I like people. I just like people. I do. All right, everybody. Looks like we are taking off for the evening. No Friday afternoon show, but that's cool. I will be back on RazRadioLive.com for One Night Stand with your host, Miss Amber, and me.
Friday.
Friday night, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, on Thursday. Please don't drink and drive. And call my hotline. Leave me a fucking message, everybody. I want to hear from you. And if I like what you have to say, I'll call you back so you can talk and chat. All right. Well,
and don't forget to catch you tomorrow night.
Yes. Don't forget to catch me tomorrow night on Kink Tank on Google Hangout. So follow me at Kinky Katie Radio for details. Yes. Also on YouTube. Kisses on your pink parts. Gobble, gobble.
I like tacos and burritos.